It's a serious problem for many men, but in case certain authorities or children are listening, we can't say what it is. Instead, we'll tell a story about pitching a tent. Young Johnny used to pitch a tent with even the slightest breeze. But as he got older, things changed. He struggled to keep that tent up no matter how hard he or an appealing partner tried. He took Viagra, Cialis, and still had issues. And his camping life suffered. Until he heard about a guaranteed treatment from a clinic here in Chicago. New Mail Medical Center. With a custom blend of FDA-approved medications, no surgery involved, New Mail Medical helped Johnny pitch, keep it up, and enjoy timely camping like never before. New Mail can not only help you get your tent up, but prevent you from pitching too fast. Call 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. If you don't respond to the medication on the first visit, that visit is free. For more info, visit newmail.com. That's NUMALE.com.
This is the Bears fan source for breaking Bears news, the best Bears experts, and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The Bears return to practice today as they begin preparing for Sunday's matchup with the 49ers at Soldier Field. But head coach John Fox still basking in the glow of Thursday's win over the Packers.
You know, it's obviously a rival. It's a division game. You know, we hadn't won one of those yet. So it was a good start, and we still have a lot of important football ahead.
Three Bears were not present for the start of practice today, according to the Tribune's Dan Weiderer. They were Eddie Royal, Antrell Roll, and Kadeem Carey. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Colts have placed running back Ahmad Bradshaw on injured reserve because of a wrist injury. He's done for the season. The Dolphins fired offensive coordinator Bill Lazor this morning after another lackluster performance in Sunday's loss to the Jets. And Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski is week-to-week with a knee injury. That injury believed to be a bruise and not a tear. In college football, USC hired Clay Helton as its head coach, removing the interim tag and signing him to a multi-year contract today. Eagles coach Chip Kelly, meanwhile, is denying reports he talked to USC about taking over their program, despite reports to the contrary. USC also reportedly reached out to Oakland coach Jack Del Rio. Houston coach Tom Herman said today that he's agreed in principle on a new contract to stay at the school. Bulls in San Antonio play tonight at the United Center. Aaron Brooks, Kirk Heinrich, and Mike Dunleavy have all been ruled out. Dunleavy will see a back specialist this afternoon. That one tips tonight at 7. Blackhawks host the Wild tomorrow night. This scoreboard update is brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, Chicagoland's Big Green Egg Superstore. And join Jay Zawoski and Chicago Blackhawks Tanner Caro at the Lantern in Naperville tonight from 7 to 8:30 for the 2015 Bud Light on the Glass Hockey Night Series. Stop by to meet the Ice Girls and enter to win Blackhawks tickets in the Bud Light Legends Lounge. Brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks. Transportation provided by Atlantis Limousines. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
It's football. I mean, you tell somebody to put a helmet on and run headfirst into another speeding object just like that. Who does that for a living, let alone for fun? It's insanity.
Matt Bowen.
Laid out by Matt Bowen.
7-year NFL veteran.
It's a cruel world in the NFL.
Taking you inside the game.
We'll be in the backyard. We'll have 30-pack of Busch Light. You got to come by and check it out once. Cheers.
I kind of want to, actually. I might bring a bottle of wine, but...
You're not coming to the backyard with a bottle of wine. I'll tell you that right now.
Matt Bowen.
If you play this game for the wrong reasons, he gets dangerous real fast.
Matt Bowen with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
At 203 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, we start our Mondays as we always do on Boers and Bernstein.
He writes, he speaks, he coaches, he is all things football. He is at Matt Bowen 41 on Twitter. He is on the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline, find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. So it ended up being a very happy Thanksgiving for people who care about the Chicago Bears because, look at that.
Secondary.
Look at that. And the secondary play, four chances from inside the 10 for Aaron Rodgers at home, and he can't get it
done.
How'd
they do that?
How does that happen?
They locked him down. I mean, that was a great technique. I think the one player that everyone's talking about, and they should be talking about, is Tracy Porter. And you're seeing what he can do when he's fully healthy. when he's got his legs underneath him.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy challenged routes the entire night. I mean, he played off coverage. He played press coverage. He had an interception taken away from him. And a terrible call when he, you know, bumped James Jones and a little wheel route up the sideline. That was an awful call. But overall, if you look at what he brought to the table in that football game, he looked like a number one cornerback, guys. That's what you want your number one guy to be like. Someone that's going to challenge every route, someone that's going to play with technique, and someone more importantly is going to finish. How many times did he finish? I think it was three or four times when he got the ball. And all it is being a veteran guy, being in the right position at the point of attack, getting your hand inside, it's called playing the pocket, and getting that ball out in the ground. You know, they weren't great against the run. Eddie Lacy put up some numbers. But again, that's 2 weeks in a row. We look at the scoreboard at the end of the game. We talked about it last week when they played Denver. Give up 17 points. That's really enough to win. And this week you hold Aaron Rodgers. What was the final? 13 points? Hold Aaron Rodgers to 13 points.
All 17-13.
That's great football. That's great football. Keep him out of the end zone, especially that last stand. You're going against the best quarterback in the league. And I know that offense in Green Bay right now, it's kind of busted. They have their own issues they're dealing with in terms of the passing game and relying on Rodgers way too much to get outside of the pocket and try to create something on his own. And he's a master at doing that, but that can't be, hey, your number one concept. Hey, Aaron, go make a play for us yet again. But they locked down Aaron Rodgers at the end of the football game, went up there to Lambeau on a night no one expected them to win. Now you look at this football team right now, because I'll tell you what, outside of a couple teams in the NFL right now, you cannot pick these games. You don't know who's going to win each week. These teams are so even right now. The Bears are right in the mix.
You say technique. Do guys lose their technique? Is that what you're talking about when you say the technique that the secondary used and all the other stuff besides, you know, Tracy? I mean, that seemingly all of them held their technique. Even Bryce Callahan was in on plays. Again, I don't even know who he is, Matt. But there's something about these guys that they, you know, they were covered in the end zone. So is that, I guess I'm saying they did lose their technique, right? Because they were exactly where they were supposed to be.
Right, they use the technique, and really the number one thing is they're out there competing. They're competitive. They're challenging guys. They're sitting on routes. They're taking away leverage. They're jumping routes when they know when the ball is coming. They're finishing plays. They're using their hands. Everything you would love to see as a defensive back coach, that's what you're getting from this Bears secondary right now. They're perfect? No. But at the NFL level, no one's perfect, and they're pretty close right now. If you look at what they did in those final four plays and throughout the course of that football game, they're going to challenge guys in the secondary. And that's the number one thing you want. I don't care what level you're talking about, guys. If you have four guys back there that want to compete, and you talk about Callahan, this is an undrafted rookie. You talk about Adrian Amos, who continues to show up in the run game. Also, you throw the ball against the middle of the field, you're going to get a form tackle from Adrian Amos. He's a fifth-round pick. These are late-round guys and an undrafted guy that's playing very big roles against Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. So it's a great thing to see. One, if you're Ryan Pace, you got to be beyond excited that you get production from players in the back end of your roster. But for Bears fans, you said, look, okay, now they're developing some young players. It's not just we have some young guys that are playing well on special teams. No, you have guys that are playing meaningful minutes against the best quarterback in the league in a divisional game that are making plays for you. That's a beautiful thing to have.
Well, how in the week, in an actual professional practice week.
Short week, too, always.
Yeah, but do you have guys able to learn and practice pro technique? Because you're game planning. You're in meetings. I mean, I know positional groups are breaking down what they do, but this it's not like you're in training camp right now. You're not having drill after drill after drill of practicing what you're saying, of just knowing how to stay with technique and finishing plays, playing the pocket, all this stuff. So are you just finding guys who happen to be able to do it and are doing it? Or is Ed Donatell actually taking practice time to do some remedial stuff with guys who wouldn't otherwise get that kind of coaching?
Well, I think Donatello is a teacher. You know, I played for Ed a long time ago. He is a teacher on the field. And what that means, Dan, is that, one, yeah, you can still practice your technique. During an NFL practice, you're going to have your individual session. That's where the linebackers, defensive line, and defensive backs work with their position coaches. You get about 15 to 20 minutes in the in-season practice. You're going to tackle. You're going to work on your footwork. You're going to work on your ball skills. You're going to work on your hips and your plant and drive driving to the football. But you have to carry that over in the 7-on-7 and the team. And what I mean by that, the coach has to be on the field. After every rep, go up to the guy and tell him what he did right or what he did wrong. Every single time. You can't take plays off in practice either as a coach. You have to continue to teach. And not many guys do that at the NFL level. We've talked about this before. The NFL right now is all height, weight, and speed. It's here's the game plan, go out and perform for me. I'll rewind the film for you, okay? That stuff doesn't work with the young players. And there's a lot of young players, and include Kyle Fuller in that secondary. You have to be a teacher on the field. You have to correct them every single time. They take a false step in practice, and you go against a scout team that's trying to simulate Green Bay's offense. You need to get on them immediately. So, one, you can correct it, but more importantly, get in their mind. That's not going to work against James Jones. That's not going to work against Randall Cobb. More importantly, that's not going to work against Aaron Rodgers when he gets outside of the pocket. And then on Friday, when you do your red zone work, because that's where the game was won Thursday night, those four plays in the red zone, do it again. Run all of Green Bay's concepts, work on the scramble drill, work on plastering to your man in the end zone, and taking those routes away. I think Ed Donatell has done an exceptional job with this secondary. It really starts with Coach Fox at the top. We know that. But the position coaches, that's why you're seeing this improvement in defense. It goes down the chain of command. Coach Fox, Coach Fangio, and then all the position coaches working with their guys throughout practice and being consistent teachers in the field.
You know, I knew it, and I thought at the time, as soon as I heard that Vic Fangio was coming, you know, I just felt good. I felt like, I mean, I don't know exactly if I thought this could happen, Matt, but, I mean, there was no doubt in my mind that this guy doesn't mess around. He's not been able to do, for as long as he's been able to do it in the NFL and be an idiot. I mean, and that includes everybody in that coaching staff, but Fangio clearly knows what the hell is going on here and has them playing. And even though, you know, like you said, there's guys that we don't even know who the hell they are yet, he's got them playing at a certain level. So, I mean, you know, I know the position coaches are important, but the minute I heard his name, I thought, you know what, they're going to be okay.
Right, and you've seen throughout the season, it's been kind of a gradual learning curve.
Yes.
You know, earlier in the season, this defense, and we talked about it, man, not making plays in the football, not tackling, not stopping the run, not getting pressure on the quarterback. And they're not even close to being a complete defense yet. But you can see with professional football, if guys buy in, if they want to come to work, if they want to watch film, if they want to be corrected on the field, they want to be challenged by the position coaches, you're going to do some good things. And that's what you're seeing with the Bears right now. They don't have Pro Bowl talent. A lot of those guys in the field right now will be backups for their other teams. This is beyond. You're talking about the Arizona Cardinals secondary, a team like that, the Denver Broncos secondary. You know, the Denver Broncos defensive front, the linebackers, that entire three levels down in Denver. A lot of these guys aren't going to start for those football teams. What they're doing now is they're buying into that system. They want to be around that coach. And they're playing hard for them to compete. Okay, that's the best thing you can ask for. I've always said about defensive football, get 11 guys to do the same thing on each down. If it's cover three, 11 guys play cover three. If it's cover four, 11 guys play cover four. Do your job every single play. With professional athletes, good things are going to happen.
Yeah, I still don't like the run defense all that much. That there were some missed tackles. There were some bad fits. They were caught on blocks a little too long. And if you really think this team's any good, that's got to get better.
It does. And the linebackers don't attack downhill enough. They don't. They're if you watch them on film, their first step is usually a lateral step.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they're a little slow with their reads. Okay, now they're playing in a new defense, but we are also in the middle, past the middle of the season right now. That has to improve. Okay, you have to come down the hill quicker. You can't take on blocks right down the middle. That happens a lot too. Got to use your hands, but that's all part of the learning process for this team. But this is what they have right now. Can they get better? Sure. And I think it will improve each and every week. But I agree with you, Dan, because right now in the NFL, we're post-Thanksgiving. If you can't stop the run, you're not going to win. You are not going to win. You have to be able to stop the run in December. That is number one key to defensive football in the NFL.
All right, and as we let you go, Bishop McNamara finished his task, as I thought they would, and I believe you thought they would too.
They did. They're a great football team.
Yeah.
I mean, they put it on. Toledo, they won 50-7. There's six champs. You know, my alma mater, Gumbard West, won the 7A championship. I watch all those games. I love watching those high school games on the weekend. I'll tell you what, we did get, you know, we did fry a turkey on Saturday with the pickles and the onions.
Nice.
We had some terrible beer, something called Busch Signature. It was the worst stuff I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, but you love that, though. So you can't.
You won't let him bring wine.
Yeah, but you can't pretend that you don't enjoy a good, bad beer.
I do. It was 25 ounces, so you get an extra ounce. That extra ounce took me 20 minutes to get down.
That's all right, though. That's what your fried turkey needs. That's appropriate. I like the whole idea of it. I like the whole concept.
I like him to the TV watching every game.
And your other alma mater was able to finish off the regular season and has a chance at something. I don't know how good they are, but they have a chance to do more.
They do, it's out in Indy this week against Michigan State. And I'll tell you what about Iowa football. They're going to run the ball. They're going to play defense. I think they match up well against Michigan State, much better than playing a team like Ohio State, because Michigan State's more of a pro-style team, too. So, really, I mean, if you're going to – I'm not a big college football analyst, but I know Iowa football. I know Michigan State football. It should be a really good football game. It's going to be physical up front. But if Iowa can run the ball like they have and get plays from C.J. Beathard at quarterback, they'll be okay. They'll be able to compete.
All right, Matt, and you should be a college analyst. You could analyze any of it, by the way. All right, my friend.
Thanks,
Matt. We appreciate it as always. We'll talk to you next week when the Bears will have played Jim Tom Sula.
Yeah, that's a game they got to win. It's a game they should win.
Yep, exactly. Agreed. Right. Thank
Matt
you,
Bowen,
Matt.
Joins us weekly to talk Bears and football things. Zach Zaidman is next, and he says he has great sound.
Violent.
From Pernell McPhee, who has been an endless font always. Of great sound. And speaking of great sound, Boers and Bernstein Quote of the Year show, Wednesday. Zach's next on The Score.
When Bears news breaks, count on us to deliver. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Kobe Bryant took to the Players Tribune to drop a poem telling most folks what they already knew, that he's going to retire at the end of the season. Great. Definitely the right call. The obvious call. And we all knew it. And I'm glad the Black Mamba does too. Because guys like that typically are the very last to know. That's partly what makes them so great in the first place. That they ignore the haters and they consistently do what everybody tells them is impossible. Except there is no ignoring this. Too many miles, too busted up, and that needle is sitting on E. Look, I understand why the team is paying him $25 million this year. He's the only reason to go and watch them. Put a spotlight on the five banners he put up over the years and not the bricks he's putting up this year. They're turning a 60-loss season into a five-month goodbye tour. He's earned that and he deserves that. That will be the Lakers' biggest win of the season. I'm Jim Rome.
Bears fans, now through November 1st, Dr. Pepper, the official soft drink of the Chicago Bears, is giving you the chance to win a one-of-a-kind Bears fan experience. One lucky fan and three guests will win VIP treatment, including lunch at Halas Hall, a private tour of Soldier Field, VIP tickets to the Bears 49ers game on December 6th, on-field access, a pregame VIP tunnel experience, $400 in Bears bucks, and much more. For complete rules and to enter, log on to chicagobears.com/Dr. Pepper. Presented by Dr. Pepper. Always one of a kind.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
It's a serious problem for many men, but in case certain authorities or children are listening, we can't say what it is. Instead, we'll tell a story about pitching a tent. Young Johnny used to pitch a tent with even the slightest breeze. But as he got older, things changed. He struggled to keep that tent up no matter how hard he or an appealing partner tried. He took Viagra, Cialis, and still had issues. And his camping life suffered. Until he heard about a guaranteed treatment from a clinic here in Chicago. New Mail Medical Center. With a custom blend of FDA-approved medications, no surgery involved, New Mail Medical helped Johnny pitch, keep it up, and enjoy timely camping like never before. New Mail can not only help you get your tent up, but prevent you from pitching too fast. Call 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. If you don't respond to the medication on the first visit, that visit is free. For more info, visit newmail.com. That's NUMALE.com.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a 1930s gangster using Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Yeah, see? This Name Your Price tool really lays it all out on the table, see? All I had to do was tell her how much I wanted to spend, and it gave me options in one place, see? Makes all of it easy to see?
It's easy to find insurance that fits your budget with the Name Your Price tool. Only at Progressive.com.
I might need glasses so I can see more when I'm doing gangster stuff, see?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, check out these sweet reindeer socks. Only 99 cents.
Oh, yeah? Got this Samsung Tab 4 8.0 from AT&T for free.
Free?
Had a hard time finding a stocking it would fit in, though.
Whoa, no need to rub it in.
Rubbing it in would be telling you I got the tablet for free when I bought a new Samsung Galaxy smartphone on AT&T Next, which I did.
Oh, AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Free tablet requires 2-year agreement. Must activate eligible service on both Galaxy devices. Fees, charges, and restrictions apply. Available at select locations. See store for details.
Big news! The new Sprint LTE Plus network is faster than Verizon and AT&T based on analysis of a recent study by Nielsen. And to celebrate, we're inviting you to join Sprint for the biggest offer in U.S. wireless history. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. Yep, you heard that right. No gimmicks, no tricks. You have Verizon 6 gigs for $60, 30 with Sprint. And if you have 15 gigs for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile's 10 gigs for $80, we'll give it to you for 40. And we won't force you to watch video in low def. Oh, one more thing. Thanksgiving through Cyber Monday, don't miss the half-price lease on the 32-gig Samsung Galaxy S6, only $9 a month. Visit a Sprint store or sprint.com/save50%.
Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Subject to new line $36 activation fee. Credit valid for it. Galaxy S6 requires 24-month lease for well-qualified buyers. No secure deposit. If you cancel, remaining device payments or due, plans may not be exact match. See website for eligible plans. Offer ends 1/7/16. Savings through 1/8/18. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Deck the halls and break out the platters, because Sam's Club has what you need to wow your guests, like jumbo frozen fully cooked shrimp, just $7.24 a pound. Try a delightful fruit and cheese party tray for just $3.98 a pound. Add a little crunch with some all-natural walnuts, $5.99 per pound. Stop in and get big savings for your next get-together. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico could help you save, but since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and sun salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Right now, the Home Depot has beautiful, fresh-cut Christmas trees starting at just $24.98. So, let's pack up the family, head to the Home Depot, and pick the perfect tree. It'll be just the right size for just the right price, and you'll keep more of your hard-earned holiday greenery in your wallet. Let's do this. However you build cheer, start with beautiful, fresh-cut Christmas trees starting at just $24.98 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Assortment varies by store. See store for details.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Show. Around the clock national sports coverage.
Let's get to some news here.
Some serious issues that we want to get to.
Analysis, debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
This is the biggest story going into camp.
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League.
On CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
By Dos Equis.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
How long is it till the Bears report?
Zach Zaidman.
We like Zach and his effort.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
I think you can finally begin to get some of those takeaways.
Are you calling it?
Yeah, why not?
Over the middle, snagged out of the air by Fuller on the interception at the 40. Kyle Fuller takes it away.
Bears sideline reporter for WBBM.
This is the score, right?
No, it's News Radio 780
okay,
and
105.9
FM.
Zach Zaidman.
I'm here with Alshon Jeffrey. He wants to know where the turkey is.
Where's the turkey?
Zach Zaidman with Boys and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And Zach is being brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing for all the right reasons. four seasons.
On Twitter, he's at Zach Zaidman. Right now, he's on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. You're talking to our guy today, Zach.
Oh, yeah. You're going to love listening to Pernell McPhee in just mere moments. But to understand why he feels the way he does right now, you have to go back to September 13th, 2015. Packers 31, Bears 23. Aaron Rodgers at the podium at Soldier Field.
Yeah, I mean, it's always fun beating the Bears, their division rival. It's always, amped up a little bit more because of the rivalry and the history.
So The Bears win. They take care of business in the rematch at Lambeau. And today, Pernell McPhee discussed why he was so riled up heading into that game.
This game going in was personal. Come on. Quarterback said he loved beating up on us. Who we think we are? We ain't the team last year, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. You know what I'm saying? It's 2015 Chicago. And a lot of guys take it personal, especially when somebody say, oh, I love beating up on your brother. I ain't going to let nobody come beat my little brother up. And, we went in there and we slapped them on his ass. They go need to go ask him how that feels.
Now, keep in mind, there were the Rodgers comments after the game, the season opener, and the Bears have not forgotten what Mike McCarthy said at before the season, leading up to that game.
He said we're going to kick their ass or something like that.
Yes, and the Bears were quiet because, you know, John Fox is big on understate and overperform, but last week they were not quiet. Even Alshon Jeffrey spoke up and guaranteed that the outcome would be different than the 55-14 result that took place last year at Lambeau Field. And, you know, McPhee never hesitates to point out that he was 3-2 in his career with the Ravens against Tom Brady. And he's used to these kinds of rivalries and this is, we haven't had this between the Bears and Packers in a while.
No.
So this is real. You know, Dan always poo-poos the rivalry. I think you have a legitimate rivalry now between the two locker rooms. Forget the fans now. Between the two locker rooms, they don't like one another now. So I think things are getting very interesting because keep in mind, heading into that game at Lambeau, the series was Bears leading 93-92-6. The last time it was tied, I believe Virginia McCaskey, who's 92 years old right now, I believe Virginia McCaskey was 10 the last time the series between the two teams was tied.
Well, can we really extrapolate this stuff from McPhee to saying they don't like each other in the locker rooms? I mean, I think McPhee's just kind of playing along with stuff, and I get it. And Alshon Jeffrey saying it was going to be different because he felt that he was playing and could actually have an impact on the game.
Which he did.
And did. Mm-hmm. But I don't know that they don't like each other.
There were 20 players on this team that were part of the massacre at Lambeau last year, the 55-14 loss. Kyle Long was the player that addressed the team in the hotel before the game. Each week, John Fox picks a different player to kind of address the team. He read a poem called The Man in the Glass, and he did mention to the team about the 20 that were there a year ago. So, there's some bad blood between the two, and it's good. Hey. This is what you want. I think it's a good thing.
If it helps you win, it's what you want. I mean, I don't need it, but if it's fun, I guess.
Well, it's interesting again. It's interesting.
It's interesting because they won the game.
Exactly. That's what I mean. It hasn't been interesting in a while.
Yes, the big thing that you're hearing from the Bears today is the word relevancy. And John Fox talked about it. I mean, you saw the celebration on social media where he got into it with the players in the locker room after the game dancing around. Here, take a listen to Fox today.
Well, I think you only get 16 of these things. I think, obviously it was a big win. One on the road, against a division opponent, I believe our first victory. So, I think just we kind of knew where we were. We fell behind in where we wanted to be in our win-loss record. And to be relevant, we had to, that was kind of a must-win, just like this week will be.
Against San Francisco. But keep in mind, guys, you know what this rivalry means to the McCaskey family, and it is a big deal to them. It's not just words. So that was a big deal. When Fox, after the game, went to Virginia McCaskey, gave her a hug, and she was congratulated by both. He was congratulated by both Virginia McCaskey and George McCaskey, the chairman of the board. This was a big deal for ownership, and you know, you think back to the end of year press conference when George McCaskey was talking about his mom being ticked off at everything that transpired last season. To me, things went up a notch after the Bears had the bye week and then lost 55-14 at Lambeau Field. So now everything kind of flips to another level in regards to what does this mean for the Bears over the final month of the regular season? Is this a team that can legitimately make the playoffs? And they do have a few guys in that locker room who have playoff experience and championship experience, including the cornerback Tracy Porter, who won one with New Orleans. And he was asked today if the Bears indeed have the makings of a playoff team.
There's definitely ingredients here for a playoff team, for us to take it to that next level. But, you know, talent is, you know, you can have the most talented team, but if you don't have guys that believe in what the coaches are calling, if you don't have guys that believe in one another, then, you know, talent only gets you so far. So you have to go out and execute. You have to believe in one another that each guy, you know, on that field is going to do his job. And if you have that, then it can take you a long way.
So he's being realistic about this. There's a long way to go, which is why you'll hear the Bears talk about narrowing the focus on a week-to-week basis. And even McPhee, you know, someone had brought up the fact that the defense was a major contributor in the Bears' resurgence over the last month of the regular season. And he said, except for the run defense, which has been awful, and he said it in a much more colorful way than I just did. So,
yeah,
you know, they do have weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
And
sure.
But the schedule is favorable on paper right now. But if they continue to play without making mistakes, they'll give themselves an opportunity here because all their games are tight. So the question becomes, do they make the necessary plays within the framework of a game, those 3 to 5 plays that they've made in their wins? And I'm talking about after the first three games of the season, you know, because if you go back and you look at the Detroit game, three-point loss.
Yeah, they let a game get away. Yeah
Minnesota game, three-point loss, but they were right there. The Denver game. 2-point loss, but they were right there. There were plays to be made that they didn't make. Can they make those down the stretch? Because if they do, it's going to be interesting around here.
And Cutler also kept the ball, too. I noticed I hadn't seen him do that before.
No, this was a big win.
Cutler
for
kept
him.
The ball.
Yeah, it was a huge win
for
him.
I didn't see him do that. He had the ball.
So
when he went over to congratulate Aaron Rodgers, he still had the ball in his hand.
A rare moment of sentiment from him.
Yep. Well, it was a big week for him personally and professionally. You know, the birth of his first daughter, and then he goes out and beats the Packers at Lambeau Field, something he had never done before. So I know it was, for him, a big week, and it gives them a chance.
We're saving the ball.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
so
agreed.
Yeah, that was a big deal.
Let's check on some nuggets and some tidbits from your busy day at Halas Hall.
All right, you're probably wondering why Jermon Bushrod was part of that jumbo package that the Bears used in Green Bay. The reason was, without Martellus Bennett, who was out with a rib injury, they used the big man in there to help them out with the running game. Mm-hmm. Also, in the event that something would have happened to one of their safeties, because remember, Antrell Roll was out, Chris Brzezinski made a big play in that game, was out there. They were training during the week with Alan Ball at safety, just in case something would have happened to one of their safeties in an emergency situation, they would have had to throw one of those guys out there. So that's something interesting to consider. And also, coming up on Sunday, the Bears will go back to the same uniform that they wore in the season opener against the Packers. They're going to wear those retro, those throwbacks, the monster of the Midway throwbacks, mm-hmm. you know, that dark blue jersey with the orange numerals. So they're going to wear that against the 49ers, and, you know, we'll see what they can do there. There's so much more from this game. I could go on forever.
Yeah.
There's so many little nuggets throughout the game. But it was a big win. I think it was obviously the signature win so far of the John Fox era. But by the way, he's the fourth consecutive Bears coach to win at Lambeau in his first game there as Bears coach. Mark Trestman did it. Remember, that was the Shea McClellan game,
right?
Where he knocked out Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, then, yeah.
Lovie Smith was able to do it in his first game as Bears coach. And Dick Geron, I believe it was the Walter Payton game, right, where Brian Robinson knocked
the field goal attempt.
Yeah, and he won. So, yeah, that's four straight now.
Wow, they're going to have to keep firing coaches before they go to Lambeau. I like it. Zach, thank you as always, my friend.
Thanks, Zach.
All right, see you guys.
Scoreboard update.
It's 2:32 in the score update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro.
Well, I think right now, I think what's gotten us where we are is to focus on one game at a time, and the guys have responded well to that. So really right now, all our focus preparation starts today on the San Francisco 49ers.
That was Bears head coach John Fox on WVBM this morning. The Bears return to practice today ahead of Sunday's matchup with San Francisco at home. Meanwhile, the NFL Network's Ian Rappaport says New England tight end Rob Gronkowski has a minor knee strain. At most, he'll miss a week. Bulls return to the United Center tonight to take on the Spurs. They won't have the services of either Aaron Brooks or Kirk Heinrich. Both have been ruled out for tonight's game. Mike Dunleavy, meanwhile, will see a back specialist this afternoon. Bulls in San Antonio tip tonight at 7. Blackhawks host the Wild tomorrow night. Patrick Kane now has points in 19 consecutive games. That set a new NHL record for the longest point streak by a U.S.-born player. Elsewhere in the NHL, Montreal goalie Carey Price will be out for the next 6 weeks with a lower body injury, though the team says he will not require surgery. And in hot stove news this afternoon, Fox Sports' Ken Rosenthal says the Cubs may not have the payroll available to add either Zach Greinke or David Price to the roster this offseason, two pitchers Cub fans have had their eyes on for some time. The Red Sox and outfielder Chris Young have agreed on a multi-year contract pending a physical. That's also according to Ken Rosenthal. And singer Mark Anthony announced in a press release today that his entertainment company has launched a sports division and has signed Reds closer Aroldis Chapman as a new client.
Okay.
Yeah. Salsa and sports, and I don't even know what else. The scoreboard update is brought to you by Del Frisco Steakhouse. Real-time sports in Elk Grove Village is the perfect place to host your holiday party. Party packages and private rooms are available. For more information, call 847-534-5000 or visit realtimesportsbar.com. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
And that last segment with Zach was brought to you by Napleton's Arlington Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram at Napleton, second to none since 1931.
And email went around internally here with the new Score Cubs logos. Pretty cool. You know, it didn't quite feel real until I saw that here's what the official logos are actually going to look like now for your home for Chicago Cubs baseball, 670 The Score, and the designers were at work, and that's like, wow, this is... That's real. That says 670 The Score, you're home for the Chicago Cubs. I'm thinking, okay.
I couldn't be. I'm delighted by that because I think others have certainly profited from that. So I am delighted by this. And you know what? I will take a great deal of pleasure, even though you and I will be sitting and sunning ourselves. I mean, I will take a great deal of pleasure in it, if you know what I'm saying.
There's only a handful more day games than we already had.
Right.
I mean, there are a few. I think it's
25, you said.
25 total. But if you look at the number that we had.
4 months or something.
Yeah. So it's pretty much the same kind of effect, but it's a different kind of effect.
Yes.
It is. It is a much better effect.
It's a much better effect.
It's the kind of effect that we enjoy a great deal more.
Yes, I will. I will. And you know what? I will enjoy every damn one of them.
We've got a thought on Illinois football here because we started talking during transition about just
there's a lot going on. We got all kinds of stuff.
What the hell that was this weekend? And it's not ideal. I'm thinking you get the t-shirts printed, get your pocket schedules printed. That Paul Kowalczyk has told you they've made their move and it's not ideal.
Well, but did the sentence work?
He got the sentence out, but do you really want to say that?
No, but it is a complete sentence.
Mr. Pouty Pants says, how hard would it have been for the interim AD to say, despite the fact that we only won 5 games, we're very pleased with the job Coach Kubit's done in a difficult situation. We believe he'll continue to build our program. We would all know it's a lie, but it's better than what he said. He could have told the truth and said, hey, I'm just the interim AD. My interim chancellor told me to hire the interim football coach for 2 interim years. So when the university finally has a supposed long-term chancellor and actual athletic director, they can fire him after 1 year and hire the next disappointing football coach. Yeah, there were some people who lost their minds over this. Some very powerful moneyed interests.
My guy stuck with the story. They were going to sign him. I think, look, you are nowhere near signing an AD. You can't stop fighting long enough to sign one. So there's no point of doing something and then displeasing some guy.
Yeah, but at least Rutgers had a plan, though. Rutgers launched Julie Herman. He got that ass bag out of town. God, she's awful. And at least had somebody. Yeah, they knew they were going to hire.
Yeah, I know, but the Illini didn't. That's the thing. They didn't have anybody. So it's like, You know, and they can't get together and find anybody. So it's
and they weren't going to get Les Miles anyway. Even if Les Miles had gotten fired, and I forgot.
No, they're not.
I forgot Joe Oliva was the Duke AD, the former Duke AD, who's also an idiot. And that he's like, well, we might get rid of Les Miles if we can get somebody else, but we can't. So now we're going to keep him. And then he's like, well, I heard what people want. Dude, really? You got your finger to the wind trying to figure out what people want you to do?
I think that, you know, if you want to talk about dumb ADs, there's a ton of them. But
oh, yes.
In this case, stuck with it because there's no agreement on who's going to be. And it may not be in place. The AD may not be in place for a while. You're right. I mean, Mr. I can complete a sentence if I want to. Yes, he might have had a better thought than that. Yes, that's correct. You might have give the guy a little more credit than that. That, you know, for the love of God, and say something positive about him. Even if he's, you know, you make up tweets, and if it's done in a year, it's done in a year.
And for those currently asking, where are the White Sox going to be on the radio? Statistics suggest you don't care. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because
where were you when we needed you?
Yes, we know for a fact you don't care where they are.
No.
Boers and Bernstein, you got the score.
Madden, Bryant, Lietta, Schwarber.
Anthony Rizzo with a home run.
Hear every game of the Cubs' quest to fly the Blue W in the final game of the World Series. Right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, the new radio home for Cubs baseball.
Cubs win!
Starting in 2016.
Bears fans, now through November 1st, Dr. Pepper, the official soft drink of the Chicago Bears, is giving you the chance to win a one-of-a-kind Bears fan experience. One lucky fan and three guests will win VIP treatment, including lunch at Halas Hall, a private tour of Soldier Field, VIP tickets to the Bears 49ers game on December 6th, on-field access, a pregame VIP tunnel experience, $400 in Bears bucks, and much more. For complete rules and to enter, log on to chicagobears.com/Dr. Pepper. Presented by Dr. Pepper. Always one of a kind.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
Teamwork. Everyone knows you can get more done as a team. The same is true for truck drivers. As a driving team, the wheels turn more, so you earn more. Schneider, which has led the trucking industry for 80 years, is hiring driving teams now. Each Schneider team driver can earn over $70,000 per year. Each! Not bad for road tripping with a friend. Learn more and apply to become a Schneider team truck driver at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Everyone loves getting a shout out. Merci, Europe's famous gift giving chocolate, invites you to send one that may be read on air right here on B96 Fridays during the 5 p.m. hour. Go to MerciList.com to enter your thank you. That's MerciList.com. Thank you means merci.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Hey, check out these sweet reindeer socks. Only 99 cents.
Oh, yeah? Got this Samsung Tab 4 8.0 from AT&T for free.
Free?
Had a hard time finding a stocking it would fit in, though.
Whoa, no need to rub it in.
Rubbing it in would be telling you I got the tablet for free when I bought a new Samsung Galaxy smartphone on AT&T Next. Which I did.
Oh, AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Free tablet requires 2-year agreement. Must activate eligible service on both Galaxy devices. Fees, charges, and restrictions apply. Available at select locations. See store for details.
Big news! The new Sprint LTE Plus network is faster than Verizon and AT&T based on analysis of a recent study by Nielsen. And to celebrate, we're inviting you to join Sprint for the biggest offer in U.S. wireless history. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. Yep, you heard that right. No gimmicks, no tricks. You have Verizon 6 gigs for $60, 30 with Sprint. And if you have 15 gigs for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile's 10 gigs for $80, we'll give it to you for 40. And we won't force you to watch video in low def. Oh, and one more thing. Thanksgiving through Cyber Monday, don't miss the half-price lease on the 32-gig Samsung Galaxy S6. Only $9 a month. Visit a Sprint store or sprint.com/save50%.
Offer coverage not available everywhere. Offer discounted phones excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Subject to new line $36 activation fee. Credit valid for it. Galaxy S6 requires 24-month lease for well-qualified buyers. No secure deposit. If you cancel remaining device payments or due, plans may not be exact match. See website for eligible plans. Offer ends 1/7/16. Savings through 1/8/18. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
Decisions that we want to get to.
Analysis, debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
This is the biggest story going into camp.
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League
on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that GEICO could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's Money here. And the day Harry went to GEICO.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder GEICO has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Very last game, and that's kind of the big one. You're not happy, and there's only one of those every year. So we're working to get to that point, and we'll see what this season brings. But that's really kind of how our belief is.
John Fox, he's a lot more palatable when his team wins, and I guess he knows that, and that's why Foxy is Foxy. That's why he acts the way he does, because he just doesn't care what you think of him, because the on-field product is going to speak for itself. It's how he's always operated, and that's completely cool. So, whatever. That's fine by me, and probably fine by everybody else, because you can just kind of start to tune him out after a while. The Boers and Bernstein Show on Sports Radio 670 WSCR, The Score, saying good afternoon to Alan in Madison. Hello, Alan.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Fine.
I just wanted to call and let you know I've been listening to a pretty big-time sports talk guy in Madison.
That's no such thing.
Well, I know, but here's the thing. I'm a Chicago fan who's lived in Wisconsin for a long time, so I got to listen to these bozos.
No, you don't. You don't have to listen to them. You can listen to whatever you want.
I hang in there. Just hang in there with me. So I listened to this guy because I wanted to hear his analysis of the Bears-Packers game, and he said the Packers lost the game. The Bears did not win the game. So I called and I just said, look, isn't it possible that the Bears maybe had a better game plan, were better coached, and the players executed better for that game? And that's why the Bears won. They were the better team that evening. And the guy said, absolutely not. There is no way that the Bears even compare to the Packers. The Packers lost the game.
Why bother?
Yeah, you got it. That's bad for your blood pressure. It's bad for every part of your body when you get excited about stupid. Really.
Yeah,
you should avoid that.
Yeah, if a guy says something
ignore the guy. Ignore. He's a dope. He's a Packer dope.
I just want to let you know what these people in Wisconsin think. They only.
I don't care.
I mean, it doesn't.
Who cares?
I like cheese. That's it. That's all. I don't like the rest of them.
All right. Thank you for your time.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here's the thing. I don't know why anybody would listen to something that makes them that damn mad and then expect, don't listen to it. Who cares?
If you know somebody's a homer on the radio.
Careful, a homer.
If you know somebody's a homer.
Homer.
Then you've made your listening decision.
You know what he's going to say to you. They win the game, he's going to tell you, well, they're a better team. And I know they're a better team and you know they're a better team, so get off my phone.
And maybe he's right.
Probably.
Maybe the Packers are still a better team than the Bears. I didn't think the Bears played all that well. They made plays when they had to at the very end. I didn't think the Bears were going to win. So it shouldn't make you mad. Maybe
no. I like the concept of making plays when you have to, though. Because
it's possible.
This season started with your head in the dirt.
It's possible if they play 10 times, the Packers win 8.
Possible.
That would be the definition of the better team. It shouldn't make you that mad.
No. I just don't listen to people. That's the best thing.
That's a good policy. Nick in Crystal Lake is on the score. Hello, Nick.
Hey, guys. What I find pretty interesting about this win is that up until Green Bay beat Minnesota 2 weeks ago, Aaron Rodgers hadn't beaten a winning team on the road in almost 3 years. And it's funny, the Bears, Bears are able to do that this season. And I don't know why I care so much, but I just find that statistic satisfying.
He'd not won a game on the road against a winning team in 3 years, Aaron Rodgers?
going into this season, he was 0-8 since like December of 2012 or something like that. And then 2 weeks ago, they beat Minnesota. You figure Minnesota's going to be a winning team.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Okay. Hmm. That's interesting. Okay. I did not know that. I know they've played some tough games. I know they let, I played a championship game. They absolutely let that slip away for no apparent reason known to mankind.
A thought on Twitter from Scott in Davenport, who says, I'm adding hang in there with me to my list of phrases that guarantee a bad call follow.
He didn't have to do a lot of work on that.
That's usually...
Gotta dial that one up.
Yeah, what's that list of phrases? Hear me out now. Don't cut me off. Give me a chance. Always automatically bad. Anybody who's calling and knowing that they're very likely to get hung up on right away or immediately.
And I readily say that even knowing that you're here, that if you don't like it, you don't have to stay, whether it's here or anyplace else. Nobody has you tied to a chair.
Maybe in Madison they do, though. Maybe in Madison they have that guy tied to a chair. But he's listening to what he said was a big-time sports guy. Where was he on the heavy 100? That's how we know.
Well, what? Yeah, who's a big-time sports guy?
Where did he weigh in on the talkers.com heavy 100?
We don't care about that one. We go to the big shooters. But who? Is there one? I don't know. You know. You're Mr. Radio. Is there one in Milwaukee?
Milwaukee, yeah.
Mr. Talk?
He said Madison.
But he could... Oh, so it's in Madison? Not a...
He said he was listening to a guy in Madison. He was in Madison listening to a guy somewhere else. Who knows? I don't. Why are we even bothering to worry?
Because I want to know if there's a big stroker in Wisconsin, and why should there be? Oh God. So that's our advice for the day.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about it. Even if it's this show, if we irritate you, then just go away. That's fine. We can't do anything about that. We can't assuage your hurt feelings.
This is Marlon Brando's helper monkey who says, just tell people the White Sox are moving to the far right of the radio dial. Says it was weird enough having this show as a lead-in, but can you imagine the nut jobbery that White Sox broadcast will be sandwiched between in 2016? To the one sports guy that Radio Outpost currently employs is a raging, virulent anti-Semite that'll probably get jumped after opening his mouth in Armor Park. I know I'm mixing my washed-up Chicago sports radio windbags. Yeah, if you're a White Sox fan, have fun with that.
You know, I wasn't really paying attention to that stat about Aaron Rodgers losing on the road.
Again, in the last 3 years, he's not won on the road against a team with a winning record. The time they played, there was a winner.
Last year that was accurate. They beat a 2-2 team on the road, so that was a 500 team. And then 2013, they went into who is this? I'm looking at Baltimore. They went into Baltimore,
mm-hmm.
and they beat a 3-2 Baltimore team in Baltimore.
All right,
so that was 2013. So that doesn't really fit what he said.
I don't think it means anything necessarily.
I don't think it does either. But yeah, so they're just dominant at home. So they beat the Bears haven't beat Green Bay a whole lot, period.
You know,
so
the bottom line, right. What really is a waste of time right now? A complete waste of time.
Is looking back at anything?
NFL analysis.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, seriously, what are you trying to figure out in this league? Did you see Mike Pereira over the weekend say, I don't know what to say anymore about some of these calls?
Yeah,
the
college game.
Yeah, he did.
About what's a catch and what's not a catch.
In the college game, he didn't know either.
Yeah, but on Sunday, and nobody knows it. Dean Blandino, no. I don't know. That's about a drink in the guy's hand. And then every team is 5-6, and you don't know who's good, who's bad, who...
Teams that
I had a game
dead
on yesterday
are now in the playoff picture. They're absolutely
Look
dead.
The
Chiefs
NFC
dead.
East.
The Redskins dead.
Oh, Terry, the Texans.
Texans,
Chiefs, big ones. I mean, they were written off 2 weeks into the season. Yep. But I had a game on yesterday. I don't remember if it was an NFC or an AFC game or what channel it was on. I don't remember. But I remember is that there was a controversial play. They go to their retired official.
Mm-hmm.
He gives like a 6-minute analysis of what's going to happen and why it should happen, and he's completely wrong. And then there's this dead silence in the broadcast booth. Well, thanks for that, fellas.
Mike Pereira, by the way, doubles of being wrong on college games too.
But seriously,
the Notre Dame Stanford game too.
So much of what we do, the God's honest truth here, is that NFL analysis is almost a complete crapshoot. Before the game, after the game, why did it happen? I don't know. What happened?
I don't know.
Is that a penalty? I don't know. Might be. Might not
catch?
Be. Is the guy hurt? Is he not hurt? Is Gronkowski off on the card? Is he okay? Maybe he's fine.
How about is that a catch?
No, I don't know. They don't know.
They don't know. They just really don't know.
We're all sitting around and looking at each other.
I don't know.
And we look at the game, we look at our phones, we look at each other, and then we eat. And that's the NFL right now.
Yeah, I heard Mike Pereira over the weekend, and he still has this habit of being wrong. And did Mike Carey, too? Did Mike Carey, the corporate man?
Yeah, what happened?
He's wrong, too.
How about last night, Cam Chancellor?
Cam Chancellor.
Picks off.
My favorite name is Cam Chancellor.
But he doesn't have to complete the catch.
That's what it was. No. It was that play. That's the game I was watching. Well, and then was it Mike Carey they go to?
Yeah, they go to Mike Carey.
And he gives a 6-minute analysis of it, and then he's wrong.
He's wrong.
You have to complete the process of the catch. Like, well, they're ruling out the field stands. Why?
Yeah, he's going to be like, well, that'll come back as an incomplete pass, and it'll still be their ball, and ruling on the field stands. Then silence in the booth.
Like, how's it going there, big fella?
All right.
I don't know.
He was so adamant about it. He's like, I got this one. I got it. I got it here. Yeah. Wait, hang on.
Finally, I
this
know
is me.
Something.
I know it.
Yep. And then it's wrong, and you think, wait, what? He doesn't have to.
Don't even bother then. Don't even bother. There's no reason to bring that guy on.
Pereira was wrong about the play two. As Notre Dame was going in for what turned out to be, almost the winning touchdown. He was tackled, but he landed in the end zone, and a part of him hit outside. And he said, well, that ball's coming back to the one-yard line. That ball's coming back. And everybody goes, oh, okay, it's coming back. And you know what it was? Touchdown.
Not coming back.
Yeah, not coming back. And again, Matty, silence. Like,
never mind.
Okay. It's not coming back.
And Neurotic Lawyer reminds us, don't forget the various iterations of the I've got an idea that nobody's ever come up with before as an indicator of a bad caller. And another emailer says that idiot from Madison has called every show today.
That's what they always do.
Why are you calling us? What's wrong with you?
Call Mully and Handley. They're much better anyway.
They're
better equipped to handle your stupid questions.
What is the emptiness in your life that you want to take time to be that stupid multiple times a day in public?
Yeah, leave Jason and Matt Spiegel alone. Go away.
Leave everybody alone.
Find something to do in Madison.
What are you doing? What are you going to spend today doing, honey? You going to look for a job? No, I'm going to call three sports radio shows with the same stupid thought.
And Spankity Wanky. I'm going to do that today, okay? In what order? I haven't decided.
What's the difference?
But I'm telling you, there is really, that you cannot, I don't know why they're there anymore. These guys that explain it, because they're not right. They're just not right. I mean, there's no point to listening to this, okay, what do you think? How's this one going to go? Well, I tell you what, you look at it here, he's down.
In my expert opinion, I believe this.
Yeah, the play calls as stand, and everybody goes, nothing.
And then Phil Simms makes a movie reference.
In my world, that was a touchdown.
Boris and Bernstein, you've got the score.
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com.
Right now, the Home Depot has beautiful, fresh-cut Christmas trees starting at just $26.98. So, let's pack up the family, head to the Home Depot, and pick the perfect tree. It'll be just the right size for just the right price. And you'll keep more of your hard-earned holiday greenery in your wallet. Let's do this. However you build cheer, start with beautiful, fresh-cut Christmas trees starting at just $26.98 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Assortment varies by store. See store for details.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-233-2255. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Bears fans, now through November 1st, Dr. Pepper, the official soft drink of the Chicago Bears, is giving you the chance to win a one-of-a-kind Bears fan experience. One lucky fan and three guests will win VIP treatment, including lunch at Halas Hall, a private tour of Soldier Field, VIP tickets to the Bears 49ers game on December 6th, on-field access, a pregame VIP tunnel experience, $400 in Bears bucks, and much more. For complete rules and to enter, log on to chicagobears.com/Dr. Pepper. Presented by Dr. Pepper. Always one of a kind.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
Hey, check out these sweet reindeer socks. Only 99 cents.
Oh, yeah? Got this Samsung Tab 4 8.0 from AT&T for free.
Free?
Had a hard time finding a stocking it would fit in, though.
Whoa, no need to rub it in.
Rubbing it in would be telling you I got the tablet for free when I bought a new Samsung Galaxy smartphone on AT&T Next, which I did.
Oh, AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Free tablet requires 2-year agreement. Must activate eligible service on both Galaxy devices. Fees, charges, and restrictions apply.